The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Davis Hardware and U-Haul.
News Radio Pensacola. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel with your host, Jake Walker. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I've got Lori and PJ in the studio from Davis Hardware and U-Haul right here in Pensacola, 3225 North L Street. They are here to work with you on all your household projects. And I've had you on the show a couple times, and the last show was really interesting, and I didn't get creeped out as much as the earlier show about the rats, yes. But now,
back to creepy.
Oh, man, I'm telling you, the pictures that I have in front of me right now of these little bed bugs, okay, all right, so I'm going to just try to keep it down today. 437-1620, I'm sure a lot of people have experience with this. I have personal experience with these little guys, and today we're talking about bed bugs.
Yes, sir.
So I know Davis Hardware and U-Haul has a solution for this, so let's talk about that today. Let's talk about our options and what you see on a day-to-day basis with these little bed bugs. So first of all, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you, Mr. Jake. So this I'm Lori, and this is my husband, PJ.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been in business now going on 75 years. And our main mission is to really work with the community and to solve the problems of our everyday needs.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is bed bugs.
Mm.
And it is a bad situation in many locations, especially here in the Pensacola area. There is those that have bed bugs and not sure what to do with them. So I wanted to make sure that we kind of address it today and talk about the things we don't like talking about.
Yeah, exactly. Are bed bugs common here in this area? Does the moisture in this area have anything to do with it?
So in my experiences talking to customers as they come in, and what I'm understanding is that it's, I don't want to call it an epidemic because I don't have any proof of that.
Right.
But it is a strong creature or insect, if you will, that lives in the area. And the way it gets spread around can be one from staying in different lodging locations.
We have lots of hotels here.
You can spread it around in that sense. You can also spread it around. We buy a lot of secondhand products sometimes. And so, or things that we may pick up off the curb, if you will.
Mm.
And so some of those things are ways for easily to be able to transfer. But there are things you can do to still get those items and protect your home that we'll go over in a little bit.
I know a few people, me included at one point, me and my wife, we did the whole drive around and, oh, that couch looks nice.
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh, that chair looks comfy. And then you just grab it.
Like,
and
what's wrong with that mattress?
Yeah, you drive off. Ooh, yeah. So that's what could be wrong.
Right.
So when people come into the store and they have this problem, what kind of questions are you hearing from customers when they come in with this problem?
So unfortunately, some of the topics we've talked about has definitely been uncomfortable topics. But when they come in, the biggest thing that they ask is, where's that spray that I can get rid of bed bugs?
Mm.
You know, they just want to like just hone in on the one solution.
Right.
And pretty much like, can I just exit now?
Yeah. It's like Febreze. Can I just spray it away?
Right. Yeah. Right. Exactly. And that is a dilemma because I like to ask the questions of more or less, not just where is the spray, but what are you seeing? What are you experiencing?
Mm-hmm.
So that I can understand fully of what it is that they need. And communicating with them, slow and easy.
Right.
Because everybody thinks, people are, and this is one I really do want to cross over, everything that we've ever talked about, people are embarrassed, and they don't need to be.
Mm-hmm.
This is something, it doesn't matter really if your house is clean or dirty. These are not, the bed bugs don't really care for that. They're looking to a human, if they can, to extract their blood. I mean, that's what they do. I'm sorry.
Oh.
But they only do it at night. So it's not during the day.
So they're vampires.
They are vampires.
So that brings up a question right off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. Are these guys related to ticks and other blood-sucking pests?
I guess in that sense, yes.
Yeah.
I don't have the facts to tell you that.
Right.
I could look that up for sure. But I would say in the sense that they will, even mosquitoes. Mosquitoes also are looking for your blood as well.
Mm-hmm.
Bed bugs search for you at night. Your breathing changes. That's why when you're sleeping, you breathe differently. And so that's why they're nocturnal during the day, just like rats. Mm-hmm. And then they start to search out that breath.
Wow.
And that's what they're looking for, is that person that is sleeping.
Ooh,
and breathing.
Man, it's getting even cringier. 437-1620, 850-437-1620. This is a call or text in show. Join this conversation. Don't be embarrassed because, it doesn't matter how clean or dirty any place is. It's just, it can happen.
It can happen.
And it can happen to you. So when this happens, what's the process? What are we looking at here?
Okay, so the first thing that you're going to want to do is I'm going to let them know of the products. Depending on what the situation is at the residence or commercial property is what product you may want to use. They have different lines from the P.F. Harris line. One is a yellow line, one's a black line, there's even a gold line. And that is going to be based on the situation. If they're just starting to see bed bugs, then we could start potentially at the yellow line. The black line would mean that you've had them probably for a couple of weeks or months even. Mm. And so therefore you really need to know that first. And then from that process, it's really important that they're tenacious as heck. They are one of the ones that are the most tenacious, more so than fleas, is that you want to follow this step. And the step is something that I can give every single customer. And on the kits, it's actually printed on the box. Mm. So the importance of it is to start, first of all, is to you want to take everything you can that is like your sheets and your blankets and all your bedding and pillowcases and such, even your sofa covers, to put them into the dryer. And so in my research last night, even more so, was besides the heat, you can also freeze them. A little bit more complicated to freeze them.
Right.
But to heat them up, if you will, mm-hmm. is the dryer. And then if you want to, you can also put it in the washer and then dry it again. But it's the heat that does that part. That's the first step.
Mm. And you mentioned that my brother actually worked for a period of time up in Tennessee when bed bugs first got, you know, widely recognized as a problem. My brother was hired by a bunch of, we call them mom and pop chain hotel places up in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. He'd come in late at night and set up large industrial heating units, and he would heat that room up to just hundreds and hundreds of degrees to kill those bed bugs.
Mm-hmm.
And he did that for a long time. And then I think more products like this came on the market, and then he was eventually out of work because nobody wanted to pay somebody to sit there all night
and
with heaters just heating that room up almost to the point of setting it on fire.
But it is a proven fact that you will need
heat.
You will need heat. There's another option that I'll talk about in a minute at the end about what you need to do if you are bringing products in from outside.
Right. And you mentioned earlier about pillows during the break. That's an important thing because if you're putting any kind of products on your pillows, that could be a problem.
That's right.
So you might want to just get new pillows.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah.
That's
you don't want to ingest any of that.
That's correct.
It's
really important that I like to express that to my customers because we're so distraught on different things. And so we don't think about the whole thing. That's why I really like to work with them on the whole process because the last thing you want them to do is to be spraying the pillow and then lay down and then ingest the chemical. Mm-hmm. So yes, it's really important. Go ahead and get a pillow.
Right. Yeah. Just get new pillows. Everybody needs new pillows every once in a while. Makes you feel good.
Get a new pillow.
All right. 850-437-1620. We're talking with Lori and PJ from Davis Hardware and U-Haul right here in Pensacola. Get your questions in before it's too late. We got about 15 minutes left. There's a lot to cover here, so let's just get right into this. I know a lot of people think, okay, well, I'm just going to vacuum a lot more and just clean a lot more, and that'll keep these guys away. But that really doesn't do that.
Well, vacuuming is always important to
it
everything.
Is.
However, in the process, after you do the drying process to try to cook, if you will, the little critters, the next thing you do want is you do want to vacuum every single thing that you can. But the most important thing about vacuuming is that you discard the products that's in the canister and the bags. Don't keep reusing it over and over again. Please keep emptying it on a basis as you go through those steps. And then once you vacuum, the next thing is starting to spray with the chemicals. And that's what we'll do next is to spray everywhere you can. The most important thing at that point really is going to be spraying the cording where the bed mattress is, you'll see the cording. That's their tracking system, if you will.
Okay.
It gives them the bed bugs a little bit of line of sight to be able to get to you. And so that's why you're going to treat that. That's also another place to look to see if you do have bed bugs and you're not sure, is to check to see if you have tracks or you have any feces, if you will, things that they would be left over. Also, the cording of your sofa is the same idea. Mm. So those are the areas that we're going to make sure we pay attention to.
So this isn't microscopic. This is, you can see this stuff.
You can see this stuff.
Ugh. Okay.
You can see this stuff.
All right.
If you see a lot, they've been there too long.
Wow. Okay. So the spray, people might, you know, be a little apprehensive about the sprays and stuff like that. Tell us some about the products.
So the Harris product on that, which was, I did even more research on this, and this is a safe product to go inside or outside. It's really important that when you read your products that you read all your instructions, no matter what it is. There's always instructions. Mm-hmm. Also keep in mind that you want to look for products that says it's for indoor and or outdoor, because that makes it safe for humans and animals.
Right.
And so when you spray this product, one might want to know, when is it safe then? Once it's a dry substance, then at that point it is a safe product to be around. It'll dry pretty quickly. And so once it's dry, it's a safe product to step on or be around.
Right. You know, if anybody's had an infestation of these things and they've had any physical ailments from it, you know, rashes and I guess they bite and things like
they
that.
Do.
So, I mean, you know, this, a spray here and there, let it dry and, you're good to go and vacuum and definitely clean out that vacuum cleaner. Mm-hmm. Maybe if you've got an older one that you were thinking about replacing, go ahead and use that and then get a new one and throw that one away.
That's right.
Yeah, that'd be good. Whatever you can do, throw your pillows out, all that. Let's get rid of these little guys. 437-1620. I have to keep calling them little guys cause they're just so creepy. So if I think about them. Now, there's another product here by Harris that you guys carry that is an early detection method. Mm-hmm. These early detection traps, I've got them in my hand right now. I would be totally down with these, especially since, you know, if I don't have a problem with them yet, maybe I could go ahead and get some of these and just put them down and see what's going on, you know, because sometimes, you know, you don't automatically see the remains of these things. You don't know you have them.
And I do use these things for two different reasons. One, I have different people of different ages, sometimes older people, and they feel like something's biting them at night. Mm. And they just confirm that something is. Well, this gives them satisfaction, for one, to prove yes or no that you have bed bugs.
Right.
And to know that you might need to address whatever it is that may be going on. So they give you four trays in the pack, and I like to use it there to be able to see, is it bed bugs that we're addressing? Mm-hmm. And then after I've treated, to also to see where we are, because you're going to have to continue a second and third possible treatment.
Right.
They are tenacious as heck. And so utilizing the traps, it's a good way to be able to use them for that as well. They're not going to eradicate bed bugs. They're just for indicators, for indicators on that.
That's a good way to start. Mm-hmm. All right. Talking with Lori and PJ. PJ, get closer to that mic. Come on, talk to us this morning. You're just hanging out. We also have Nadia in the studio. She's our intern. She's been hanging out with us all morning. So if we have any research projects, we can definitely let her get on Google and find them out for us. If you have
more
any questions.
Bed bugs.
Yeah, I know. Oof. Man, if you get online and look up things about bed bugs, get ready, because, man, this is scary stuff to me. Mm-hmm. Thank you for offering these products and this expertise, and that's what we're talking about today. Let us know if you have any questions. We talked about the heat and the cold. Mm-hmm. Now we've got sprays. What other prevention methods, what other treatment do we have to put on these?
So the next phase on this is that once you've treated your mattress, or you bought a new mattress especially, and your box spring and your new pillow, you want to encase them with a zippered product, not just a ruffled product that would just encase the mattress and the box spring. Don't leave the box spring out, though. It's really important to cover it as well. Mm. And then that way you can ensure yourself that you do not have to go back and retreat those areas. They're secure. That's where you sleep. You just really want to make sure that is an area you protect. That's the one thing that you want to make sure is to encase and protect those things first. And then from there are a few more things that you're going to want to address, and that's going to be things as well for, there's eggs. Once you kill the creature running around, or your small little friend, Jake's little friend, then you want to...
Not my friend.
Jake's ex-friends. Yeah. There's an egg product that you can go in there and you're going to want to treat with the egg. Mm. However, again, researching this product, it leaves a residue. The residue that it leaves on the surfaces, it actually continues to work unless you've wiped off the surfaces. But if it's like on the mattress or if it's on the sofas and things like that, that is going to continue to work as it works. But you do want to go ahead and treat the eggs, as well as, believe it or not, these things are tenacious as heck. Mm-hmm. They will get in your outlets. They will get in your baseboard. They will get all around your door frames, your window frames. So all of those areas, the bathroom areas, you really, it's not just soft areas. They do attract very much to hard surfaces as well. Mm-hmm. So you do want to use the powders to be able to get into those areas, to treat those areas so that you can make sure to do a full service of treating your area. And then it can't hurt, and a week later, to do it again.
Right.
To do that again, for sure, mm-hmm. on that.
A lot of people have this vision in their head. They think, oh, well, I've got a pest problem, so I'm just going to go on vacation for a couple of days, go down to the beach and rent a house, and then I'm just going to bomb my mm-hmm. place out. Does mm-hmm. that, is that still around? Do people still mm-hmm. do that?
The bombs, I mean, I do have bombs that we use. The bombs I like to use in conjunction, especially with bed bugs, mm-hmm. Because they are so tenacious, I potentially would use the bomb first, and then I would come back and then start my process of making sure that probably I would have already done my linens. Right. At that point, I would be vacuuming from there and then spraying and then keep vacuuming and such as that. So I would work with it in conjunction, not mm-hmm. necessarily one or the other. I would use the Harris products and the bomb, but not exclusively, just the bomb.
Okay. And when you're doing that, of course, you know, you need to wrap everything up, protect all mm-hmm. your food and surfaces mm-hmm. like that. So
it's very important to do that.
Yes. And we've all seen the like the National Lampoon style movies where the one guy wanders into the home that's being fumigated and then he starts tripping out. So we've all seen that. So don't let that happen to you. That's,
I think that was only Jake.
That didn't happen to anybody else in college? I don't know. All right, I need to stop
that's
drinking.
Why y'all went into those places.
Exactly. That's why we get off topic here sometimes on the show. 850-437-1620. Do you have experience with this? Do you have a problem with this maybe? Do you think, I think something's biting me at night when I'm sleeping. And Lori's here telling us these things that I just did not know that are very, very creepy. They're attracted to our breath while we sleep. Mm. That is woof. Mm. Mm. So
now how will you snore differently? Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
They also move toward the heat.
Okay.
They're cold-blooded. They don't have heat. So,
you're warmer.
They feel you when you get into bed.
Uh-huh.
And they migrate to you.
That's why they like the outlets, too.
Right. And
sorry, Nadia.
Yeah, Nadia.
Nadia's like, she's never going to sleep again.
No. Not going to eat for a week. When my brother was doing that as a profession, killing the bed bugs, he said that was the big problem is when you lay down in the bed, you get that bed really, really warm, so they start coming up through the bed and following that
Now
heat.
You just creep me out.
Right,
exactly. Because I have a heating system to warm
heating
my feet.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people do. But, you know, if you don't have this problem, you're good, but you never know. So these bed bug traps,
yes,
these are good before and after.
Yes, sir.
Just to see if you've got a problem, and
yes,
then after you've treated, then you can check it out for at least, a couple weeks, a week or so?
I wouldn't go past a week. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't go past a day or two.
Oh.
If they are there, they're not going to hide. Somebody, when I first started at the hardware store and just introducing myself more or less to the wide range of bed bugs and situations that people had, I didn't realize how bad. Mm-hmm. One person came into the store one day and she said, I think I have bed bugs. And I said, you do? And she said, yes, can I show you? I'm like, okay, I guess. And so she had this napkin in her hand, and she started just one by one peeling back the napkin. And she's like, is this one of them? I'm like, I would say probably yes, but if you want to, you can take that back to your car.
Oh, my goodness.
So people are really concerned, though. They don't know what else to do, and that's why. I mean, I know that's creepy weird, but people are concerned. And so to know what to do is really important. One more, if I may, Mr. Jake, is that – it's our elder that I worry the most about.
Yes.
Not everyone goes, checks on their neighbor. Not everyone, you know, our family members, we don't always have the chance or opportunity. Sometimes older people have cataracts and different situations going on. And they may know there's something there, but they just don't know. And so it's really important for us to check on our elders to see what's going on, because this could be a situation in their home. And I've known of it to be a situation in homes for months. Mm. So if you find that you and your family or whatever can't take care of it, definitely call somebody like Council of Aging to potentially reach out to make sure to address that our elders and our neighbors are being looked at as far as these situations. And I just think that people should always reach out to the community of our resources that we have. Mm-hmm. And if we have them, reach out, because it's really, I've seen some families really fight over the situations and they're like, it's your fault. Just reach out and let somebody else work with you guys and help you on that.
Yes. Some of the products that you have, and even the ones you brought with you today, it's like you can kind of, you know, be a professional exterminator in your own home and take care of this yourself with Davis Hardware and U-Haul in Pensacola. Lori, thank you so much for bringing this to us. Even though it's uncomfortable to talk about, we need to talk about these things. Yep, you do it. You're in there doing the dirty work. So thank you for all the years of service to our community.
Thank you.
What else can we tell our listeners about these bed bugs?
The last thing is go shopping. Go ahead, go shopping.
That's the easy part.
Yes, go shopping. However, it also for like if you had large sofa cushions that you couldn't warm them up, if you will, you can put them in large plastic lawn bags or containers to be able to help to kill them. But they will need to stay in there probably 2 to 4 weeks. Mm. Okay. You can also spray chemicals in there as well, but you do need to keep them. So when you bring things home, you always want to treat products on the outside of your home and treat them this way before you bring them inside your home. That way you don't have to, you won't bring these products in your home and then they start to become infestations.
Right.
So that is a definite sure way. Go shopping, just protect your home.
Mm. Yeah, I found that these guys are great hitchhikers.
Yes.
There you
are. Yeah, the stories you hear and you wonder why things happen. But once again, the last thing I was going to tell you is that when you talk about the eggs, that's a spray for eggs. Mm-hmm. So when you get rid of all the adults running around, there is another generation waiting.
Right.
So that's one of the things you need to make sure you look for.
Mm-hmm.
Like too.
And that little indicator you had would probably be a good thing.
Right.
Just let it sit out there and see if anything's happening.
The glue traps.
Yep. Once the next generation hatches and they're up and running around, you can get them with those traps. And then you can start the process over again, and hopefully that'll be it, you know.
Yes. Please, if you're uncomfortable about it, we are real gentle, and we understand. We're very compassionate with our customers and understanding that their needs are sometimes a little bit delicate, and we're trained for that.
Right. Yes.
So we are definitely ready for you.
Yes, trust Davis Hardware and U-Haul here in Pensacola on L Street, 3225 North L Street. They're here to work with you on all your household projects, no matter how creepy they are or how they just, they cringe you out.
And you thought rats were bad.
Oh, man, I know. I can't wait to hear what's going to be on the next show. How are you going to top bed bugs? But there's many, many products to choose from at Davis Hardware. So go down there, talk to Lori and PJ today, and they will hook you up with what you need. This has been very informative and scary all at the same time, so thank you.
It's like Halloween early, huh?
I know, right? I know. So moving forward on the bed bug situation, what do you suggest to people if, like you said, they think they might be getting bit at night? What is the first step, Rilligan, if somebody's just joining us? If you think you might have a bed bug problem, number one.
Okay, so if you're not sure, and you don't have that bed bug locked up in that little napkin, you don't have to bring it to me, please. It's fine. I don't need it. Mm-hmm. The glue traps are really the really good way to, one, to either settle your mind to understand what's happening or to confirm what you think you know.
Yes.
There's four of them in there. They're not very expensive, but it is a very good source before you get started on, unless you already know. If you already know, this is going to be your after
indicator.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Right.
So, but yeah, if you're not sure, come on and get some bed bug glue traps to get you started on identifying.
Right.
To bring them.
Once you identify that they do exist, then the drying process is the heat and the drying is the first step.
Vacuuming.
Not washing, the heating and drying.
Right.
Right. Right. All right. Well, you've got all the products to help. 3225 North L Street in Pensacola off of Fairfield. Lori and PJ from Davis Hardware and U-Haul. Check them out on social. You got Facebook?
Mm-hmm. I'm on Facebook, yes, sir.
All right, check them out on Facebook.
And remember, it's all about the base.
It's all about that base. Yes, it is. All about that base of that bed. Make sure you put these bed bug traps out and see what you got. Thank you so much, guys, for being here today.
I'm Jake. Thank you.